This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series called Lord of All. And I think it's a wonderful thing to consider that Peter declared to these new converts, or those who are about to be converted in Acts chapter 10, He is Lord of all. What a powerful statement. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. And we were looking at how Christ must be Lord, not only of our appetites, but our emotions. And on one level, obviously, our appetites are our physical appetites, whether for food or on various other levels. People, because of their unwillingness to deal with their appetites, get into all sorts of messes. We see that with King David, because he allowed his flesh to rule him. He ended up committing adultery, murder, lying, etc. And secondly, our emotions. And some people have an inability to control their emotions, and as a consequence are constantly burning bridges wherever they go. They're constantly losing friendships or jobs or getting themselves into situations that they would have avoided if only they had self-control, if they only had the ability to control their emotions. And so there are people who might still be married, who would still have a job or maybe even still be alive if only they could have learned to control their emotions. And it was Elizabeth Elliot said this: Lord, deliver me from the urge to open my mouth when I should shut it. Give me wisdom to keep silence when silence is wise. Remind me that not everything needs to be said and that there are very few things that need to be said by me. That's a very powerful statement. But having that wisdom to know when to shut our mouths. And again, I know there are some people who literally can't do that, but that's not a healthy thing. God wants us to be self-controlled. God wants us to walk in self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. So, and again, like I said, one thing I often tell couples in marriage counseling, whether pre-marriage or post-marriage counseling, is ask yourself the question, does this really need to be said? Ask yourself that question. Do I need to say that, or is it going to be like throwing petrol on the fire? Proverbs 30 verse 33 says, for as the churning cream produces butter, and as twisting the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife. This is so important for us to grasp that, God wants us to learn to, I suppose, filter the thoughts that come into our head, because some of those thoughts come from the devil. And it's learning to have the discernment to know what needs to be said and what doesn't need to be said, because our inability to control our emotions, and in particular to guard our mouth, has caused us much unnecessary harm and hassle. The book of Proverbs says a soft answer turns away wrath, and it takes two to tango. And I would say this regards to marriage: if you will learn to just simply walk in self-control and not take the bait and not respond in kind. If your spouse speaks to you harshly or angrily, and when you don't respond in that manner, when you respond with grace and with kindness and with self-control, it's amazing how quickly it can diffuse a situation, and the other person will be convicted and say sorry, as opposed to both of you putting up your walls and flinging words at each other. Because this is the issue. Like I said, some people don't have the ability to just guard their mouth and keep it closed at times, because let me say this, some of you listening are addicted to drama. You actually like it, the arguments and the explosions. But the reality is it's not conducive to a happy home. And unfortunately, many times it's our children are witnesses to this. And it's not good for them to be seeing that. Because, there's a saying, monkey see, monkey do. And the reality is our children imitate us. And if our way of responding to an issue is to explode, don't be surprised if that's what they start to do as well. Because that's all they've ever seen. And so some of you have a bad habit of not filtering your thoughts or your words, and thus you are constantly in strife. And let me say this, strife is demonic. James chapter 3 and verse 14 to 16 says, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. And when the Bible says self-seeking in the King James, it says strife. And so the Bible says that this wisdom doesn't descend from above. It's not from God, but rather it's of this earth it's sensual or it's fleshy, and then it says demonic. And so there's such a thing as demonic wisdom, and sometimes we're literally tuned into demonic wisdom because of the way that we're behaving, because of our refusal to control our emotions, control our feelings, and, you know, we're allowing our emotions and feelings to direct what we're saying, how we're acting. And that's why you've grown adults acting like 5-year-old kids at times. And so if you don't learn to control your emotions will control you. Because anytime you feel down, you will either start an argument or look at something immoral online, or you'll take drugs or alcohol to get a temporary high. And so your life becomes a roller coaster, you know, ups and downs, and you know, recommitting your life to the Lord, and then indulging in sin, and then, you know, repenting. And, you know, one of the characteristics of this generation is emotional incontinence. And we see this expressed particularly online with this constant whining on Facebook and Instagram, these other means, people just looking for pity, looking for sympathy. But, you know, this pathetic victimhood mentality, it doesn't do you any benefit, because ultimately no one cares. You know, you can be a victim or you can be a victor. You have a choice. And that choice is simple. You can have sympathy or you can have destiny, but you cannot have both. You need to make a choice. But Pastor, I'm a worrier. I just can't help it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can change. But all my family are like that. So you can change in Jesus' name, because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. It says in the book of Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things, and that includes control your emotions. And so Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 8 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And so I believe this short passage gives us a secret to success in life, because it tells us, firstly, to bring our burdens to God in prayer, because Christ is the Prince of Peace. And it teaches us to rejoice as a choice as opposed to a feeling, because as long as you're ruled by your feelings, you really will accomplish very little in life. And so if you look at those who are successful in life, there are those who have learned to overcome and at times ignore their feelings, and you know, make choices and be intentional with their actions as opposed to being led by their feelings. Because reality is, if you're led by your feelings, there are mornings where you won't want to get out of bed. You have to make a choice, and you can choose joy, and you can choose to be positive. And the Bible says you can choose to not be anxious for anything. But the but is there to show you how you do that, how you overcome anxiety. And it says, be anxious nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. If you want to have peace, you need to become a person of prayer. Bring it to the Lord in prayer. And don't just pray about it. Thank God for the answer, because the Bible says, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And then it says, when you do that, when you learn to pray, when you learn to access the peace that comes from on high, when you learn to cast your burdens, roll your burdens on the Lord and He will sustain you. Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. When you learn to give your cares to the Lord and then to thank Him for the answer by faith, even when you do not see the answer, even when you do not feel the answer in your body, even when it looks like nothing has changed, you're thanking Him, you're praising Him, because faith is an act. And when you do that, the Bible says the peace of God that passes understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So the peace of God will mount guard over your heart and mind. And then it finishes, and we're going to deal with this in more detail tomorrow, where it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So the Bible tells us, and we're going to deal with thoughts tomorrow, the importance of dealing with our thoughts. But remember this, Christ, the Prince of Peace, invites us to partake of His peace even in these trying and troubled times. And that's why Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn of me, for I'm humble and gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So the invitation has been given, and that invitation has been sent personally to you. Christ has invited you to come. Come to him. Come to him with all of your problems, all of your issues, all of your trials, all of your weaknesses, all of your struggles. Just bring it all and lay it at the foot of the cross. Your past, your present, your future, your weaknesses, your strengths, your ups and your downs. Bring them all to him because he cares for you. And he will give you his peace, the peace of God that passes understanding, because Christ is the Prince of Peace. And when Christ is enthroned in a heart or a home, that place will be filled with the peace of God. Hallelujah. So I pray for God's peace to fill your heart today and your home in Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.